Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. We start today in Switzerland. The country has a reputation for neutrality. The Swiss city of Geneva has been a regular spot for diplomatic meetings and programs. The Red Cross was founded there. The Geneva Conventions to protect war prisoners were signed there. Right now, U.S. and Russian officials are meeting there to discuss the idea of Syria handing over control of its chemical weapons. Yesterday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said a diplomatic solution would make a military strike against Syria unnecessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said any agreement needs to be comprehensive and carried out in a timely fashion. Secretary Kerry also said there ought to be consequences if it doesn't take place. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said yesterday that Syria will only agree to hand over its chemical weapons when the U.S. stops threatening to attack. He's not the only world leader arguing against U.S. military action. Brianna Keeler looks at an article written by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is criticizing U.S. policy in an op-ed in the New York Times, saying U.S. military action in Syria would hurt civilians and spread conflict. He says a strike would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. Putin also suggests the U.S. is being duped by the rebels and that Bashar al-Assad may not be responsible for recent chemical attacks, saying there is every reason to believe it was used not by the Syrian army, but by opposition forces to provoke intervention by their powerful foreign patrons. Putin is taking aim at Obama's claims that America is an exceptional nation, stating it is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. We are all different. But when we ask for the Lord's blessings, we must not forget that God created us equal. And the leader of a country who has been accused of using force to get his way is now criticizing the U.S. He writes, "It is alarming that military intervention in internal conflicts in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States." One American lawmaker's reaction on CNN.
I have to be honest, I was at dinner and I almost wanted to vomit.
See if you can ID me. I became a U.S. state in 1876, which is why one of my nicknames is the Centennial State. I have the highest mean elevation of all 50 states, and my capital is sometimes called the Mile High City. I'm Colorado, and I'm home to more than 5 million people.